called her up, and surprisingly, she agreed. And that's how Miss Shawn Colvin got to New York City. So we did the band with Shawn for a while, and Buddy, and then Buddy split. He went after Julie, and John Leventhal came and joined the band, and then I went out on the road with Doug Solomon. John and Shawn hooked up, and then they did their first great record together, and then they busted up, and John hooked up with Roseanne, and Shawn got married.
Before my time, I would just be sure to work.
That's true, but all this rambling is getting to that. What's the point being? See, Buddy and Shawn used to sing this old Lubin Brothers tune, and I was playing pedal steel guitar in the band, and every night I'd be thinking, you know, I really like this tune, love Lubin Brothers, love the way they do this. One of these days, I'm gonna get me a pretty girl, and I'm gonna sing this song, and that's why I married Teresa.
Thank you. always called Peckerwood Point. Everything that that conjures up for your imagination. But when I moved to New York City, Larry made big brownie points when he courted me with a Lubin Brothers mix tape. Yes, it was a tape.
First song we ever sang together, Running Wild. And that's on our first record, which we did about 2 years ago. And here's a song that's the first song on that first record. And not only that, but the title of it is the first words that Teresa ever said to me. And it's called Surrender to Love.
It's a sweet sentiment, honey, this next song.
Surrender to love.
intimates was a very appropriate thing for me to say to him. I shudder to think of all the things he left out of that story, and I think if we can talk her into it, Sean could really enlighten us on a few more juicy details. See, I didn't know him back then, so she has a few fun facts that I'm learning on this tour. She's unearthed some good ones. Very squirmish.
Stupid
thing. Was that all
the ladies? Anyway.
Well, the next song is off of the new record called Contraband Love, and Larry wrote a lot of these songs, and sort of gives me pause because it came out on the 30th anniversary of our first date. Coincidence, I think, but the name of the next song is Save Me From Myself. Should I be concerned?
No.
Turn around and treat you right.
quite sure how to digest it all myself, but here's what I'm thinking. If whatever it is, whatever's going on, if we all kind of just put our arms around each other, you know, and listen to some music, play some tunes, write some songs, listen to the angels playing their harps, and everybody just be kind and considerate. We'll get through this thing, and it's all going to be cool. So. But in the meantime, this song is called "It Ain't Gonna Be a Good Night."
Thank you.
much. This next tune I had the pleasure and the honor of co-writing with the legendary Mr. William Bell, who, for those of you unfamiliar with William, he was the first male soul singer to be signed to Stax Records back in 1961, I guess it was, before Otis Redding and Sammy Davis and Isaac Hayes and all those guys, and he wrote Born Under a Bad Sign.
Thank you.
we're just having a blast out with her. It's all homemade, as Larry said, with she and Larry. And it's really fun to be in Philadelphia and great music.
Oh,